Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Tuesday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, here we are around the room. This next person plays in an NBA 2K league with me, and he once walked from West Virginia down to Tennessee. He literally did with his own feet. Here he is, producer Eddie, everyone.
That's funny. Look, I know there's no doubt that you're the biggest Arkansas fan, but dude, what I saw on Thursday when we went to the game, the basketball game, Arkansas versus Auburn, just solidified how big of a fan you are.
Why?
It was crazy watching you leave the arena. Amy, listen to this. We're leaving, and it's not like, oh, game's over, whatever, blah, we're going home. No, he goes straight to the concession booth or the t-shirt booth to buy merch. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like a 14-year-old at a concert going like, ooh, I like that t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Ooh, let me try
I'll
that.
I'll take out. L. Do you have an L in a large? Do you have J in a medium? And I was buying gifts for people, too.
He's like, Eddie, you want one?
I got Eddie and Kevin a shirt. Okay. I was like, hey, everybody wins tonight. That was awesome. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you buy a banner, too, for your wall?
No, but I said, do your kids want a banner?
Ah, that's
and you said,
was.
No, they didn't. Okay. So if they're listening, Daddy didn't want a banner, a free banner for the SEC tournament.
Whoa. It's because I'd have to buy three. Let's not do that.
You're right, though. I forgot about that.
I can't just bring one banner home. One of them will be like, well, what did I get?
I think if I were to look back at my credit card statement, I forgot about buying everybody shirts. It's like somebody at the bar who's celebrating and buys all the drinks.
Yes,
and then forgets.
Yours is shirts
on
me.
That was a great game. Eddie, you get a shirt. He'll take L. Kevin, you get J. I was getting souvenirs.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. And I didn't get me a shirt.
Wait, you didn't?
I bought everybody shirts but me.
Did you forget to get yourself a shirt? Because that's what you went for.
I think so, now that I think back. Because I was in such a high.
Okay, I'll give you my shirt.
No, you keep that one. That's for you. You were a big part of that game.
Thanks,
there was
man.
A point of the game where everybody's cheering. And there's a picture taken from the coach's perspective. And you see everybody cheering, and then Eddie and Kevin have their phones out.
Oh, dude, we're loving life.
Everybody's doing the woo pig, and yeah. Eddie and Kevin get their phones out just recording the whole thing.
This is awesome.
All right, moving on. He recently broke the bathroom soap dispenser after checking its stability. And no laptop is safe around this person in the facility. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Bobby and Eddie were right. Companies are giving us less and less products in their in the product box. Bobby said there's less cereal in his cereal. Eddie was complaining the deodorant doesn't last as long. Well, now, guys, I bought Girl Scout cookies last week. Let me tell you, the cookies are smaller and there's not as many cookies as there used to be in the box. Because, I mean, they're gone like that.
Yeah.
Like, I eat like 5 and I'm like, wow, they're already gone.
Are you sure you don't eat more?
No. Okay. No chance. I mean, they are smaller. I mean, they look smaller. They fit in my hand. Like, it's like... Man, they weren't that small.
They're smaller and less?
No.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think they're smaller, but I think you're getting bigger.
There may be less in the box. Okay. It seems smaller to me, but the cookies are the same size.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. They're ripping us off, just like you guys said.
One time, Eddie opened a bag of chips. You know how they're all
fat and air blown into their chips in there. There was not a single chip in the bag.
That was crazy,
man.
It
was zero. They really got us on that one.
What if that was a thing, like a campaign they were doing? If you find a bag of air, you get $1 million, and Eddie missed out on it.
Wow, I just popped it. I thought it was kind of cool. There was nothing in there.
Same. And I was like, dang, we got a story for a long time. All right, moving on. This next person will glitch sometimes without warning, and she provides our show with a pile of stories every morning. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So if you're in a relationship, I have something they say will prevent an argument 90% of the time. So if your
we all pull out our pencils and pens and Sharpies, go ahead.
If your partner's coming to you with something, and either before they start talking or once they get done with whatever it is they have to get off their chest, you say, hey, would you like comfort or solutions right now?
Okay, because there's a difference I've learned.
Oh, yeah.
Only recently. I'm like a 12-year-old when it comes to relationships. And I always want to just give solutions. There was no comfort. Like, what's the problem? Let me fix it. But I have learned that sometimes that's not what my wife wants. She doesn't want me to go and mow somebody down. She wants me to actually be like, let me just hug you and listen to you. What in the world?
That's tough.
I would never want that.
Oh,
I would want it to be fixed.
Yeah, that's another way you can say it. Do you want help or hugs?
That make you laugh? Get it. Your own little thing there?
Wow. Okay. But you could, a response can also be, hey, I want both.
Oh, so don't give me that response, though. That's asking for too much.
I can't save you and comfort you.
Yeah, one of the two here. Yeah, the comfort. So if you do want comfort or solution, that's what you can say.
Yeah.
Do you want comfort? I think I'm supposed to just read it.
Yeah, read it because they tell you anyway. If they end the whole conversation with, what could I do about this?
Wait,
what should I do?
Wait, read it. You mean just read the room?
Yeah, read the room.
No, this is,
I think at this point, I think I'm supposed to just read her.
No.
I'm not.
This is what I'm telling you. Communicate. This is what's going to prevent the argument. Because if you're reading her and you read her wrong.
I do quite often.
And then you don't give her or him what they need in the moment, then that's what causes the frustration that leads to. Did you not?
But I feel like if I ask her, though, that's like me going, what would you like me to get you for your birthday?
No.
That's what I feel like that is. And then when I get her what she wants, she's like, well, I told you, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never happened, but that's why I don't ask.
Okay. Well, we should start asking. And then the great part is, too, you should feel safe in asking for exactly what you need for or what you need. Because sometimes people are like, oh, no, I really do need comfort right now, but I don't want to ask for it. No, ask for what you need.
I'm going to read the room, though, for a while.
Oh,
so I'm still trying to get the grip of this,
okay.
Hang on this thing. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's the Razorbacks' ultimate fan, and he seems to always have a plan. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Hey, I posted over the weekend a picture. I just want to address this now. I forgot to talk about it yesterday. I posted a picture on my Instagram story of some awesome biscuits over the weekend. And people were like, oh, yeah, it looks like Whole30 to me. I didn't eat the biscuits. Caitlin's dad and grandpa were in town, and this restaurant I went to made awesome biscuits, and I took a picture of it and posted it. But I got more crap for that than almost anything I've done in 3 months. People love to be like, caught you in a lie, buddy. No, I didn't eat the biscuits. I wish I could have. Do you know how miserable it is to go eat at a good place and not be able to eat all the stuff you normally want to eat?
Hate that.
And I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm doing it to find out what's wrong with my stomach.
Do you need comfort or solutions?
I don't need either.
Just
need
the room.
Read the room.
Okay.
And then I was also going to recommend this, even if you're not doing what I'm doing, which is eliminating everything to figure out what's wrong. There's a brand called Primal Kitchen. Ever heard of it?
Yeah. It's good.
It's pretty good, and it's super clean, meaning you can eat it on Whole30, which Whole30 is just whole, not Whole Foods, the restaurant, but like Whole Foods. Like and they have mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise. And so if you're trying to get right, when you can't eat a lot of stuff, because you can have no preservatives in this Whole30, no sugars that aren't fruit. The Primal Kitchen brand's pretty good. It's a little more expensive, but that's the weird thing about healthy food. How are you supposed to get healthy when it costs more to get healthy?
So dumb.
Okay, they have a vegan queso and no.
That sounds terrible.
All I hear is vegan.
No,
trust me, this is so good. But speaking of money, it's a little more, but you can stretch it. So what you do is dump the vegan Primal Kitchen queso in a bowl, add like a jar of salsa to it, and then add a can of black beans. And voila, you just stretched it and made it a whole party dip.
There's no such thing as queso without cheese.
That's not queso.
It's cheese.
Yeah. They always spell it a little different so they can get away with that.
Right.
All right, look, here we are. It's Tuesday. Thank you for being here. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My house is the go-to house for kids to come and play. I have three young kids and have kids ages 2 all the way up to 11 coming over daily for several hours. It's just become the place. I love being in the house, the kids' favor, but I feel like some parents are taking advantage.
Yeah, I get it.
And sending their kids over to get them out of their house. I've tried to set boundaries and send kids home, but sometimes parents have to run errands and told their kids they can stay at our house until they get home. Other times I've heard parents tell their kids they can play at our house while they run to the store. My kids are never invited to their house, mostly due to their age. I feel like it's all one-sided. I'd like to propose that if a child spends more than 7 hours a week at our house, they should pay a drop-in rate, send snacks, or send their kid to do some chores. My husband thinks I'm losing my mind, but I'm serious. Would it work? What do y'all think? Signed, overworked daycare neighbor. Okay, Amy, you're the first one to make an uh-huh sound. Your thoughts on this and how you would approach it.
Love to send my kids somewhere for fun.
Should.
Yeah, no, I guess I don't really know how you handle it with the other parents, but you just maybe set some boundaries and be like, hey, time to go home, or
put up one of those clocks on the front door that shows the time you're open and closed.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, like at the
exactly.
mall.
We'll return soon.
Yeah. I want my house to be more full, though. I wish more kids came over. It helped. Like, for me, honestly, if my kids are playing at another house or my house, it's a win because they're busy playing and I love it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be mad about it.
Eddie?
I hate it. I mean, my house is Grand Central Station for the neighborhood, too. Like, but here's the deal. Is she feeding them? Like, I don't feed the kids that are in my house. That's, like, when I draw the line. Like, I'll just be like, you're not eating, so if you're hungry, go home.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's kind of it.
That's lovable. I said that. It's caring. I like it. Go home.
I mean, she's feeling this because she's, like, being their house for 7 hours. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think you just can't let the kids stay that long if you don't want the kids to stay that long. If they're there all the time, you have to tell your kids and their kids, hey, today we're noon to 2. If they want to come over, that's great. But after 2, we can't.
Yeah.
You get one of those little, you buy a little clock in, boom, boom, clock, punch clock.
Yeah, when they punch in, punch out.
Yeah, kid punch in, punch out. They shouldn't be there so much that it's taking away from your life. And also, these parents shouldn't be taking advantage of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if the kids just always like to play together, that's different than if a parent's going, you know what, we got to go to the grocery store. Just go over there.
Yeah, that's the part that's hard for me.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would confront them. So I would just, put the boundary on the kids. You got to go.
Yeah, they come over. People want to come over inside the house. 3 to 6 is the good time. Otherwise, we just can't do it. You got to set those boundaries. You can relax the boundaries at times if things are going good. You sure can. But you got to set them so people know not to take advantage of them.
And kids are understanding. When you tell them, hey, go home, they say, okay, yes, yeah.
Well, and this is not even about kids. This is just general. Like, yeah. I don't know the kid thing, but I mean, just generally, this is the same rule. Like, you have to set boundaries on these situations.
You mean like when you go visit somewhere?
No, when he hosts a party, he's like, everybody.
People know before the party starts what time they need to go by.
We do.
And it's not awkward if you tell everybody ahead of time. Like, we're out by 9:30. Or like when the game's over, we're all peacing out. I will say that to every single person because it's not offensive if it's 5 hours before because it's not actually meant because of them.
Yeah.
It's meant because of me. And the other thing is people don't want to be there too long if they feel like they're putting someone out. And then they also know they're not putting me out if it's only 8 o'clock and I say 9:30. They're not like, oh no, does he want us to leave? No, I don't actually. I love you being here. I said ahead of time it was 9:30, so I don't want you to feel a bit of guilt. So it's for both reasons. And this has turned about me and how Amy threw me under the bus there and then how...
No, I'm saying you have good boundaries with that.
Yeah, good boundaries.
Yeah, but what about the drop-in rate? Like, is it okay to Venmo, ask
for... No, you don't have people there that long. You know, you can't do that.
Oh, I was going to say, you send a Venmo request saying $25. Your kids are here every day. I want to put snacks out.
If you started feeding them...
Then there we go. You can do that.
You definitely
absolutely.
You definitely could do that. But I would just say you need to set the boundaries of, hey, we're only going to have a couple hours a day. You can come in. They want to play in front of the house. That's all good. And if they want to eat, then you eventually got to hit the parent up and be like, yo, hey, I'm feeding them here. I don't have money for 9 kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. Good for you. You have the place that feels warm, welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcoming.
Yeah.
That's great.
I want that.
Amy wants that. Send them to Amy's house.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
They did a whole study on dogs and what kind of music that dogs like. I give you the results and then I give you my thoughts. Researchers say reggae and soft rock are the genres that dogs love the most. How do they know?
They wag their tail, I bet.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. They sway.
You can't actually. A dog doesn't even know what music is.
How do you know?
Because I know. I'm with dogs all the time, every day. They don't know what music is. I've tried to explain what music is.
Oh, you talked to them about
it. Yeah, they're like lunchbox. They don't like music. They don't care. Like, that's just a... They must have just found dogs that were in a good mood that day. Also, I don't like reggae music. And I like all kinds of music.
Really?
It's not that I dislike it. I just don't like it. And there's a difference.
I guess I like that one Bob Marley song.
Yes, I can take one.
Don't worry.
But they all sound exactly the same.
They do, yeah.
So, like, I get it, and there are good ones. Like, don't worry about a thing.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah. Not really reggae.
Oh, it's reggae.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Oh, come on. Bobby McFerrin, that's reggae.
Maybe. You could convince me because I'm not a big reggae guy.
I'll ask your dogs.
But I love that song. So maybe I do like reggae. I like Bob Marley's Don't Worry, Because Every Little Thing Is Gonna Be All Right. I like that one. I like What Is Love?
Hadaway?
Baby, Don't Hurt Me.
I don't think that's reggae.
I guess not. Right. I do love some soft rock, though. The other one was a surprising relationship regret that people have, meaning they get into a relationship, they do this, and they're like, well, I wish I wouldn't have done that. You want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Well, it must be dirty if you're answering like that.
It's not dirty.
Because if you're answering like, yeah, I know it, but I shouldn't say it.
Are you happy in the relationship or it? You're not?
Yeah, no, you're in. You're happy.
Regret.
So it's something that you regret doing. Even though you're still happy, you're like, wish I wouldn't have done that.
Being the first to say I love you.
Okay, I like that answer. That's not it.
Well, that's not bad. Man, introducing her to your family.
That's a weird one. Because you're happy. Okay. No, that's not it. But okay. No. Eddie?
Yeah, man, maybe taking her out with your friends and doing like just something stupid.
Okay.
With your friends.
The answer is sharing a password.
Oh.
Like your wife has your passwords. Here's the thing. My wife has every password that I have. I have none of hers. Or maybe she told me. I guess she probably told me. I don't remember. I don't care.
Well, she would probably weird. Give them to you, right?
But that's weird that you...
It's just you don't...
She has yours and you don't have hers.
I think the difference is she has a good memory and I don't. Because I'll be like, hey, what's the key? I got to get something off her phone. What's the key? She'll be like, 65. Okay. I swear to you, 5 seconds later, I don't remember it. And so every time, like if I wanted to hack into her phone by using her code, I wouldn't know it. Where I've given her mine a couple times because she's like, hey, I want to get this picture off of your phone. Give it to her. She's got ironclad memory. She can also spell any word backward. And you guys have seen this with your own eyeballs, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Where I can go, okay, Feliz Navidad. And she's like, Feliz Navidad, F-E-L-I-Z, and D-A-V-I-D-A-V-I-D. She can see it in her head.
Well, that's crazy.
Like, she has crazy memory, which is bad for me in arguments.
Yes.
Which is really bad for me in arguments.
She remembers everything.
Oh, really bad.
And also, if she wants to lie, she could. And I would just be like, yeah, that's true. Because I'm just like, I can't prove it. And I don't remember anything. I got way more going in and then regurgitate, boom, back out.
Yeah.
I don't really keep it. But yeah, sharing a password. Yeah, she has all mine. And she's probably given me all hers. And I just don't remember any of them. But then I should probably keep them in my phone.
Because
I really want to get down and dirty. Do a little hacking.
I wonder why people regret it.
Probably because that. People get all up in their business. Yeah.
It's invasion of privacy.
And it's supposed to be shared business-ish, I guess. I don't really know the rules. What are the rules in you guys' households?
She doesn't have my password, so it doesn't matter. I mean,
what if she asked you, hey, I need to log... Does your computer, when you open it up, have a password to log in?
Yeah.
Like on the front screen?
Yeah.
Does she know it?
No.
What if she said, hey, I need to get into your laptop and you're not here? Would you give it to her?
No. Why would she need to get in my computer?
But that's not the question.
No.
Let's just say hypothetically.
What if, like, on the desktop, there was a document for you guys? You guys, preschool, and if you don't, they're going to keep your kid forever in preschool. You never get it back.
Oh, man.
She needs to get in there.
Keep the kid, I guess.
Can it wait an hour until I get home?
Why don't you want to give it to her?
I mean, I don't want her snooping on my stuff.
Why? What do you think she'll see?
Nothing.
Guys, you know what's on
your search history?
I don't know, but my search history is for work.
Girls in bikini.
No, we see what you look at during work. It's like,
yeah, but that's work. It's like a news story.
No one asks you. Thong Thursday.
No, it's like Kylie Jenner shows off new thong. And
right,
I'm like,
exactly.
Got to click on that.
But we don't talk about that.
But it's New York Post.
Yeah, right.
If she knows it's work, then it's work.
But you're just learning all that in case it comes to it, comes up and you're...
Yeah. I just don't think she needs my password. I don't look at her stuff. She doesn't even look at my stuff.
Huh? Are you guys married?
Yeah, we're married.
You do, right? Okay.
I don't know.
We know passwords. Yeah, I mean, she grabs my phone. She knows the password. I get hers. I know hers. Our passwords are pretty easy, too.
Yeah, I think Amy may have my password. Do you know my passwords?
I know. At one point in time, I probably did. I mean, at one point in time, I was in control of whether or not you'd live.
And so. I was like, if you ever unplug me.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, and I was getting mad, and she hadn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, if you ever unplug me.
But medical power of attorney gave me the power to do whatever.
Well, no, not whatever. No.
Anything.
But at some point,
we're
going
to donate his private parts. Well, he's not dead, ma'am.
Let's donate him anyway.
No, I have the power.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, at some point, you're not going to want to lay there.
I told her, if you unplug me and then I come back and I live, I will wake up and kill you. And if I die after you unplug me, I will haunt you.
Haunt forever. Yeah.
And then I will scare you and you will want to die.
So it wasn't worth it.
So, yeah, it was tough. But now that's on Caitlin.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, when did you start trying to figure out where you were going to college?
Oh, I was a little late. My senior year. Not good.
But at the beginning of your senior year?
Yeah. But a lot of people at my school for sure were, like, by their junior year, they were already doing stuff.
You, Lunchbox?
When my mom filled out the application in March of my senior year. Wow. So, a couple months before graduation.
But your mom filled it out?
Yeah, she filled out my application to the University of Texas at San Antonio.
But why her? Why didn't you do it? Did you do any of them?
No, that was the only application we filled out.
By we, you mean her?
Yeah, that was it. That was the only college I applied to. It was UTSA. That was it.
What if you wouldn't have got in?
I don't know.
I only applied to one school and I didn't get in.
So what did you do?
I went to the junior college and then left there with a 3.9 GPA and boom, got into San
Antonio. I mean, my guidance counselor, I mean, she was an amazing lady. I mean, she sat me down. She goes, you know what? It's just disappointing. You're just going to go to community college. It's very disappointing. Which, I mean,
but didn't your parents still tell you the college wasn't for everybody?
Yeah, but I mean, as a guidance, yeah, they sat me down. They said, listen, you know,
everybody sits you down.
Sit down.
I've never sat them down.
They sat me down. They said, listen, college is not for everyone. Some people just work after high school and there's nothing wrong with it. But my guidance counselor, like, giving me the, like, 411 about, oh, how dare you just go to community college? How rude of her. Like, she's probably terrible at her job.
You just, like, lifted her up and then knocked her down. I'm understanding the logic there.
Yeah.
You're she's great. She's great. How terrible.
I was being facetious. Isn't that a word? I've heard that.
Yeah, facetious.
Eddie, you?
Oh, after I graduated high school, all my friends left to college, and I was like, whoa, wait, well, where are y'all going? When did you all apply to college?
You know what's funny? Now that I'm way out of it, I don't think you need to go to college if you don't need to go to college. Like, I think there are some jobs and some career paths, but I'm not always Mr. I used to think, because nobody in my family ever graduated high school, much less college, so it was important to me. But, like, sometimes college is a waste. But sometimes it's fantastic, especially, and I do want to talk about this girl named Daya Brown. Her sophomore year, that's why I was asking. Her sophomore year, she started applying and doing research and preparing to go. She was doing virtual visits during the pandemic. In 10th grade, she's sending letters, getting in the applications, even scholarship process. Well, smash cut, over 50 colleges had got her multiple letters and multiple applications, and she's got over $1.3 million in scholarship offers.
Wow.
Man, that's close to what I got.
Yeah, what'd you get?
$3,000. Austin Livestock and Rodeo. And I want to give a big shout out to Chasco Contracting.
How did he get that?
He's still shouting that.
Chasco Contracting. They made way more by that one mention there than they even had to pay for
but
this.
But he's mentioned multiple
times. Let me tell you, no, they're the ones that gave me it. They were the one that sponsored my scholarship. So Chasco Contracting, I never thanked you in person. I should probably reach out to them and say thank you.
But how did you apply for that? Like, what'd you say you did? Because you didn't. Were you in?
No, I wasn't in. They did half for FFA? Like people that were in FFA and half were for people that were involved in a lot of organizations. And I signed up for every single organization in high school, paid the like $20 fee, never went to the meetings just so I could put it on an application.
Hey, you know that meme where the guy's thinking?
Smart,
he's holding his finger up to his head? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that.
Like, I was a member of the Key Club. I don't even know what the Key Club does.
I was president of Key Club. Kiwanis
Spanish. Hey, Spanish Club. I was in that.
Hey, see. So who filled out your application for the scholarship?
Probably my mom.
You don't remember doing it?
No, I don't remember doing it.
All of a sudden, you just got a note going.
I just got a note from the Austin Livestock and Rodeo said, congratulations. And when I showed up to the banquet, Chasco Contracting was on my table.
That's awesome.
And I was like, man, this is so cool.
She's awesome. Lunchbox, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's another reason to apply early, though, because like she did, you can probably take advantage of the scholarships when you're not rushing.
That's a great story from both. Brought to you by Chasco. What is it?
Chasco Contracting.
This segment brought to you by Chasco Contracting. Do they still exist?
Dude, they are massive.
Oh,
now.
They are?
They are big time now. Like you drive down through Texas, you see their big old tanks like building stuff.
Are they local to where you went to school? Like, does someone?
They were in Austin. I don't know. I think they started in Austin and they just got big because
Round Rock.
There you go.
There you go. Well, big shout out to Chasco Construction because you really made this guy's life and he wouldn't be here without you.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, that's what it's all about. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Does this sound good or disgusting? Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
Disgusting.
I mean, it sounds gross.
Yeah. And I love ranch.
Yeah, that mix does not sound good. And sometimes there'll be mixes. Remember we did like mustard and watermelon and it oddly was pretty good. But I can't see any way possible that Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream is going to be good.
But somebody tried it, and somebody said it was good, right?
Well, or they're just trying to be like a novelty item.
Well, but they made enough to put it in stores. Last Friday was National Ranch Day. So Brooklyn ice cream maker Van Luyen announced it's partnered with Hidden Valley to make Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. It drops exclusively at Walmart on March 20th, so a little less than a week.
Come on.
It has... No, not come on.
Wait, we got to throw it on the wheel or something.
Yeah, I feel like it'll sell out.
I would do that. I would spin the wheel and the loser has to eat it for sure. But it contains the original classic flavors from Hidden Valley and has the savory taste of buttermilk, flavorful herbs. Mm. That's just not ice cream.
Do you like ranch?
Yeah, it's okay.
But you like ranch.
Yes, I like ranch. I like that ranch, and I cannot lie.
Then you're going to like this.
I don't love ranch. Huh. I like ranch.
I don't think that means we're going to love it.
I don't know, because somehow, if you like the flavor of ranch.
No, I don't think it's because you like two things means they go great together.
Okay. Yeah, like I love ketchup, but I don't want ketchup ice cream. No.
Here's another one. This sounds good or disgusting. Kit Kat cereal.
Oh, good.
Yes. Sign me up right now.
I just want to make cereal out of Kit Kats. I don't even know put it in a box. Just give me a bunch of Kit Kats. I put it in milk, eat it with a spoon.
I bet you could. Yeah, do it.
Kit Kat said they are launching a brand new breakfast cereal.
Oh.
Can you imagine how healthy this is going to be?
Oh, God.
It's going to be the most sugar of any cereal. But Kit Kat cereal, Nestle, they're coming together, and Crispy Squares with a milk chocolate coating, and it maintains the essence of the much-loved original chocolate bar. That's from eatthis.com. Now, this is the kind of news I want for food, not ranch ice cream. That's disgusting. Now, I have had turkey and dressing ice cream before at one of those places.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. It does. Ugh. You're absolutely right. It does. But it was actually pretty good.
Told you.
But I love turkey and dressing and ice cream. I only like ranch. And it was weird. And I wouldn't want turkey and dressing ice cream every day. It was kind of like I expected it to be terrible, so the fact that it was medium, I was like, it's so good. Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream? Disgusting.
You know, Lunchbox doesn't like ranch because it's white.
Yeah, he doesn't eat white stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't like white.
No blue cheese?
No, I don't know what that is.
What?
Just cheese, right?
Blue cheese, like for your wings? You dip it
no,
in?
No,
like
no, ranch. Oh, gross. No.
Yeah.
No.
Mayonnaise?
Ugh.
So you don't eat anything white?
Nope.
Do you eat vanilla ice cream?
I mean, with chocolate syrup on it.
Okay.
True.
And it's more yellow. If you look at vanilla ice cream, it's more yellow.
On Thursday, the NCAA basketball tournament starts.
Yes.
We don't really count the playing games. But just like the Super Bowl, we all put a team into the hat. We've all said we'll put $20 in. So you guys Venmo me the $20. You've all committed before. We've put every school that we've picked in a hat, and I'll draw one, and that'll be the team that we bet on. So, quickly, I'll go around the room and ask who you guys put in the hat. Raymundo.
Purdue, Big Ten, baby.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
That's fine.
Whatever. Purdue, one of the top teams.
Sure.
Morgan, who'd you put in?
My alma mater. I put in Kansas State.
That could happen.
Eddie?
Alabama. 100%. They're the dominant.
Amy?
Giggle Maggies.
Mike, who'd you put in?
I put in Texas.
Oh.
Good. Homer. That's a good pick.
Lunchbox?
Kansas. Going back to back.
What about Scuba Steve Ray? Who do you put in?
I put in Memphis. This is their year.
Okay.
They had a chance at it last year. This is the
They did win their conference tournament.
Yeah, they beat Houston.
You're right.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They did.
They did his homework.
Ray, what about in the side room? Who they put in? Who did kickoff Kevin put in the hat?
You got
UCLA.
Oh, my gosh.
Who'd Lauren do?
What about Lauren?
She put in Penn State.
Oh, that's her school?
Yeah.
What about Pitts? Who do you put in?
Pitts put in Kansas.
Okay. So we have two Kansas. Did Abby put Kansas in too?
Yeah.
Three Kansases?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good.
No, they're good.
They're good. I would hate to see them win, though.
Wait, did you go in?
I put in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
And I hope that's who it is. What if I'm like, you know, guys, I put in Fordham. All right, so this is a school we're not doing. I'll draw one we're not doing first.
Oh, great.
It's going to be at Kansas.
No, so we're not going to do Texas.
All right.
Dang. Okay.
You want to do another one we're not doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not going to bet all our money on Aggies, question mark.
Oh. That was me, because I didn't know if I should pick them, but.
And then one more that we're not going to do, and then we'll get to the one we are doing. We are not doing Penn State from Florida.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So we got lots of Kansases in here. We got Memphis. We got Kansas State. We got Arkansas.
We got an Alabama.
The odds are it should be Kansas based on what's in the hat.
Yeah. So is this the winner?
This is the winner.
Let's go.
Who will we be betting our $240 on? I'll give you the odds in a second.
Come on.
UCLA.
Hey, I like that. Because they got good odds.
Let's see here. So, well, they're the fourth. I mean, they have fine. Yeah. They're the fourth team.
Oh, they're the fourth overall team.
Yeah. Okay. So, if we bet $240, UCLA, we will win $3,120.
Let's go! Let's go, Bruins!
Yeah, let's go, Bruins.
Wow!
That's significant, bro.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, bro.
And that's how many people were in?
There are 12 people in at $20.
Do the math.
$240. What math do you want?
What we're all going to get.
Oh,
separately.
So $3,120 divided by 12 is all you have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Where's the calculator?
That's two.
Okay.
$20 each. $200 each.
Okay, stop. Yeah, now I forgot my number. Everybody would get $260.
Wow.
You put in 20 to make 260.
Okay.
So we're over on DraftKings, and if you go over to DraftKings, put in Bobby Sports. That's the code, and they have a lot of promos going right now. Put in Bobby Sports. Last year, I made Amy a bunch of money on her DraftKings.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's sitting in my account. I get to bet with it.
Yeah, that's what you do. With
yeah, it. Well, let's put it to work.
I know, but I need to do it more. And then y'all come in and you talk about all this money that you're winning.
No. Shoot. Mostly, you don't. No.
We don't talk about the ones we lost.
Yeah, that's the thing you're not hearing. I do a little bit. I'll hit up Eddie and be like, dang. Like, I had a pretty bad loss. I pushed the wrong button.
No, how many times did you push the wrong button?
Well, once. I tried to bet. My lucky number is 58 when I bet because I've accidentally hit it a couple times. And I accidentally hit it two eights. So do that.
88.
588.
Oh.
I meant to bet 58. And I told Eddie, I said, uh-oh, accidentally tried to bet 58. I bet 588. Oh, no. And then it looked like I was going to win, and then I lost.
Okay.
That hurts.
That one hurt.
That definitely hurts.
But
thank you for sharing your losses.
If you want, I can help you again, like last year.
Yes, let's do it.
But you have to take the money out after you win and spend it on something.
Yes. Let's go shopping. I'm motivated now.
All right, so we are rooting for UCLA as our show bet. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of everything in the hat, is that earning us? Is that the good draw?
You know, if you pick a team that's worse, it's worth more money, but the odds of them winning aren't as good.
Yeah, like if we would have taken Texas A&M, they would have given us more money. But
we would have won like $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, we'd have had all of our own radio stations. We'd have just owned them all and paid ourselves. We'd have been so rich.
Golly, they're that bad, huh?
Well, Texas A&M, had we bet $240 on them, we'd have won $13,440.
Oh, let's go.
Gosh.
Y'all would love me if that happened, right?
You know, they have to play Texas by second game.
We've beat Texas before.
Yeah.
It's just a tough
run for them. But, you know, I did say we may wind chime them later. We may wait till tomorrow to curse them.
Mm.
We're still waiting on their coach to give us a call.
You did say that.
Still waiting on old Buzz to give us a call. A voicemail from Mandy in Alabama.
Good morning, studio. I was just calling to tell you that, Bobby, your Planet song by the Raging Idiots is as addicting as Baby Shark. My 5-year-old is interested in learning about the planets, and now I can't get your song out of my head. So thanks for that.
The Planet song is a song Eddie and I did way back in the day. Teach kids about the planets, and yes, I can see how this would be annoying here.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
All the planets. And Pluto goes back and forth. It's a planet, it's not a planet, and then it's a dwarf planet, then it's nothing.
What are they at now?
I don't know. Who cares?
Is it even a planet now?
Who cares? Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate that. You can stream that wherever you stream your music. If you want to teach your kids about the planets, go check out the Planet song from the Raging Idiots.
The Bible.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of the apps that we want to delete the most, and this is based off data, like people searching, how do I delete this app?
What apps do I want to delete? Maybe F2. F Tezza? You guys familiar?
No.
Well, it's because I'm an idiot, and I downloaded it because my wife's like, you need to do something with this picture. So I was like, what do I do? I don't know how to edit it. And so she was like, just put a filter on it that's not, had a zit or something. And I was like, how do I get this off? And so she's like, you should download one of those picture apps, Tezza. And I did. And then I hit, I'll pay $2.99 a month or something like
oh,
an idiot.
No.
And so I need to delete it, but first I need to stop paying it. Because I'm like, I should stop paying it. And then I forget. And then I get an email going, you've just been charged $2.99 from Apple.
So if you delete it off your phone, you still pay the bill?
Yeah, you have to go and actually
unsubscribe.
Stop. Yeah, you have to stop paying it, okay. Which I think I'm going to do as soon as this segment's over, except I'm going to forget before we get to the end of the segment and not do it. That's what I would say. Is that on the list?
No, it's not on here. The top four, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and then at number one, this is the number one app we want to delete, and it's my favorite, Instagram.
Oh. Okay, so this list is apps we should delete.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to delete them, but I should delete them, but I'm not going to delete them.
Yeah.
That's what all four of those should be called.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Instagram
is kind of safe-ish. I don't go into the DMs often, but Instagram's pretty safe-ish. Twitter is toxic as crap. I'm over there the most, though.
A quarter of adults admit to only reading on vacation. And so they say that family gets in the way. If they do have time to read while they're home, if they have another hobby, they opt for that. And then
Twitter for me.
People say that they're embarrassed to be seen reading romance novels in public, although that's one of their favorite things to read. So they tend to try to go for something self-help or maybe a thriller murder book or something. But hey, try to find time to read. I think it'll help relax you. And then also on vacation, I saw that most people talk to strangers. They talk way more than they do in their real life because there's no strings attached. They don't have to really commit to these types of conversations.
That's why people do other stuff out on the road, too.
Well, that's not what it was about.
No,
it's about
just
talking. And it made me think of you. Like, you're not a big talker off the mic, but, like, when you're, like, on vacation or around strangers, you let
loose. No, I take vacations to not get around strangers. I go and try to be by myself for the most part. I was looking at the book thing. I don't feel like reading on your phone counts, even if it's a book. For me, I need to have, like, I have an iPad or a Kindle or whatever I'm gonna read on. And maybe it's because the words are too small and I gotta blow it up so big that it's like 10 words a page on my phone. But I got 3 books going right now.
Nice.
Which is annoying because they get crossed over in my mind. I'm reading Chuck Klosterman, The 90s, and I'm 39% through that. I'm reading The Love Prescription, which is this couple, and they've done all these scientific studies with other couples to see what works, what doesn't, things we should look out for, like to elevate, things we should look out for so they don't elevate, that kind of thing. So it's like a science book about marriage. And then I read The 4 Agreements about once a year, and I guess I just started it and then stopped. But it's very short, but I have 3 books going right now. And I can see on my phone, but I don't read on my phone because I'm so blind. I got to blow up the words. All right, what else?
Carly Pierce loves to run, and she was saying what she listens to the most is 90s country, Beyonce, and techno stuff. So I didn't know your workout playlists lately, Bobby. You and Eddie, y'all are...
We don't really listen to music.
No.
I guess we turn on like a playlist of like 90s alternative or Drake hip hop.
Yeah, or classic rock sometimes.
Or just let it run. That's it. We don't really have a list of music. Mostly it's just us crying into each other's.
That's the music.
That's us.
I just didn't know if you had any recommendations. I listen to podcasts while I work out and love it.
That's you must weird. Not work out very hard, then.
That's so weird.
There's no way you can work out
you
hard.
You said you don't listen.
But if you're focused, you can't listen. I mean, you're focused on words, you can't really work out hard. Huh? Our music doesn't matter.
Oh, I can.
Like we said, we didn't even hear our music because we're not paying attention.
We're going so hard. Yeah. You're over there listening to NPR, focusing on every word.
I lift 3-pound dumbbells and 1.5 pounds on my ankles.
Thanks, Schwarzenegger. You need to relax. Good for you.
All
right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to tell you an amazing story about 81-year-old Jerry Jarray. He was driving, and that's not the amazing part. Yeah.
That is pretty amazing, though.
He was leaving his home in California and going to see family in Nevada, and it was a 3-hour drive, and he said, oh, there's a snowstorm coming, but I can stay ahead of it. About an hour into his drive, snow overtook him. He went off the road into, like, the little side ditch. All he had was a little fleece jacket, a blanket, some croissants, and he gets stranded. Not one day, not two, not three, not four, not five, six days.
Thank God.
He is stranded, and he has to turn the car on every once in a while to stay warm, then he'd turn it off. finally, he hears a helicopter above, and the helicopter thinks it's just a big boulder on the side of the road.
It does look like that because they're showing a picture of it in the snow. It just looks like the top of his car looks like a rock.
And they think, oh, they're just going to have to move that off the road. And then they see an arm waving out the window, and it's 81-year-old Jerry saying, hey, come get me. And the helicopter flies off, and Jerry's like, no, where are you going? They had to go refuel. They came back and they got Jerry.
Can you imagine Jerry there with half of one croissant left and they're flying off? You're like,
you think it's over.
Back away. And you're like, no, you think it's over. But that's not what happened, is it, Lunchbox?
No, he ate snow and I forgot to tell you this. He did have one bath towel to wrap around himself to keep warm.
That was his blanket.
I was wondering.
Yeah, the water. Good. I guess he ate the snow. Is this why maybe we should keep flares in our car?
I guess mine would go old. I would never use them, or I'd forget what they were, or I'd just think it was fun to use them at some other time.
And that means you'd have to get out of the car and get them. And then
we should keep a lot of stuff in our car. Pocket knife, all the extra battery,
TV.
I don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. All right, Lunchbox, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.